This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. Efforts to improve student achievement in schools often focuses on the teachers, but a recent experiment by the Wallace Foundation put the emphasis on school principals. The group spent $85 million over 6 years, investing in over 1,000 principals in large school districts like New York City and Denver. A new study from the Rand Corporation looked at the outcomes of those investments and found that clearer job expectations and mentorship led to better performance. Marketplace This is Erica Barris has more on how this project worked in the Prince George's County Public Schools in Maryland.
Nicole Isley McClure's first day as a principal at High Point High School was in 2016. Nearly half of the school's 2,600 students were immigrants who struggled with English. At this school, success wasn't as much about boosting test scores as it was about
providing them with more skills and with our career and technical ed programs within Prince George's County, helping them to acquire the language faster so that they can communicate on the job.
The dropout rate then was 11%. By the end of her second year, it fell to 5%. Isley McClure credits this program that gave her a year to shadow a principal in the same district.
I think that definitely gave me the confidence when I stepped in the role the very next year.
The Rand study found that in the schools with principals who had gone through the program, students' reading and math scores improved. Lead researcher Susan Gates says the districts that participated in the program outperformed other similar districts. She can't say if that's sustainable, but
the fact that they've been outperforming moves things ahead.
Maria Ferguson at the Center for Education Policy wasn't involved with the project. She says there isn't always a blueprint as to how to raise test scores.
Well, where's the support? You know, where's evaluating their capacity to actually achieve those goals and then doing what you can to support them on their way? I felt like this report made very explicit the need for both.
How the principals were supported varied from district to district. The $12.5 million Prince George's County received went towards things like subsidizing tuition for continuing education. A couple years ago, new principal Zori Keenan started at John Hanson Montessori, an elementary and middle school in Prince George's County.
Let me introduce myself. I'm Mr. Keenan, and this is my first official year at John Hanson Montessori.
At his school, he implemented Parent Academy, where parents learn how to help their kids learn. He partnered with a local casino. They donated money to the school to buy equipment. The Rand study found that principals who went through the program were more likely to stay in their schools for longer periods of time. Keenan had been an assistant principal who frequently switched schools.
It was, you know, never really about longevity per se. It was more just maybe the growth of, you know, my professional practice.
At Keenan's current school, his two predecessors left after a few years. Keenan's plan, he expects to be there till he retires. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.